The locus of monopoly in the DOJ's telling seems to shift. First, it lies with Google's power on the demand side of digital advertising through its adjacent strength in search ads. At other times, it is the company's hold on the supply side, bolstered when it bought DoubleClick. At still other times, the locus of market power is the exchange. This shape-shifting may simply be how foreclosure works in digital markets. The DOJ's trustbusters are certainly eager to present Google's end-to-end presence in the ad tech stack as inherently sinister. But is it? The profitability of the ad tech stack might reflect the fact it is more efficient under a single roof. The integration of publisher, ad server, exchange and demand-side platforms is likely to make for a smoother flow of data, better matches between buyers and sellers, and a more streamlined experience. And there are network externalities to consider. Ad tech brings together distinct groups, advertisers, publishers and consumers. Each sort of customer benefits the more custom there is from the other sorts. Advertisers want access to a broad range of inventory. Publishers want lots of bidders for their display space and so on. In similar kinds of networks, it is common for one enterprise to cater to all sides of the exchange. Think of payment systems, which have a business relationship with credit card users as well as merchants. Implicit in the DOJ case is the idea that the only route to a large part of the consumer market goes through Google. Trustbusters like to define markets narrowly. The smaller the market, the larger the leading firms loom in it. For their part, businesses like to claim that good substitutes for their products are everywhere. Netflix's boss once claimed the firm's main competitor was sleep. It seems fair to say that open web display advertising sold via exchanges is a distinct industry because it has its own unique production technology. It is less obvious that it is a market which is truly separate from digital advertising or plain old advertising. Nor is it obvious the FTC was lax in permitting the DoubleClick purchase. After all, the European Commission, no friend to American tech, allowed it after an in-depth investigation. Perhaps, however, there was a better option available, says William Kovacic, an FTC commissioner at the time of the merger and now a law professor at George Washington University. Instead of suing in court to block the merger and probably losing, the agency could have pursued an internal administrative trial. This would have afforded officials an opportunity to learn about tech and update their practices, says Mr. Kovacic. It might have allowed for remedies, short of unwinding the merger, to put Google on watch. The charge of antitrust under enforcement, which has fueled today's overactive merger control, might not have taken hold. This is hardly water under the bridge. An epic court battle is now in prospect. It may seem strange that this corner of the advertising business, almost a side hustle for Google, will be the locus for it. But antitrust cases often hinge on obscure details or arguments. It is no stranger, after all, than a Supreme Court ruling that turned on the use of a railway terminal in St. Louis.